7 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Avo. And then the Morris will talk about Shechet for a little bit. We brought in Shechet, the Morris is going to talk about Shechet. How blind are the people who accept Shechet? Adam Chosh Beinav, a person has pain in his eye, and he has a concern about his eye that there's some damage to the eye. Now he's saying, Maman L'Rofe, he'll go to the doctor and pay money. Suffolk Misrapa, Suffolk Enemy Misrapa, even though it's a question whether he'll make money, whether he'll be healed or not. So it's worth it for him to protect his eyesight, even with the Suffolk, because that's how valuable eyesight is. That the people who accept Shaykhar are willing to accept even a Shavaputa, and to blind their eyes. So even for a little amount of money, instead of the opposite of trying to maintain their eyes, for a little bit of money they're damaging their eyes. Shaykhar makes people which are pikeach, which are clear, have a clear eyesight, and makes them blind. That's the pasuk in how it says it in Devarim. Kavacherma l'tipshim. So it's ma'aver enei chachamim. So much more so, it's ma'aver people which were tipshim to start with. Maybe salev tibrei tzadikim. Kavacherma l'rishoyim. The verse says 1 second. Midi tipshim v'rishoyim b'nei dina nino. So those people are not sitting in a bezdin. That it works for even the greatest, it affects even the greatest chacham. He slips out of the great tzadikim. In some way, it affects his mind. Kelser of Dimi, Omer, Darsh of Nachman Bar Koyen, Madisiv, Melap of Mishpat Yamid Oritz, Vish Trumois Yaharseno. The Rosham is Maimed the world b'mishpat. And the Ish Trumois, a person who takes Truma, Yaharseno can rip the whole thing down. So, what does that mean? If the Dayan is able to maintain himself, like a Melech, which he's self-sufficient, everybody else needs him. So then, Yamid Eretz, such a Dayan will make the world be maintained. Maybe it's like the Kayan who has to go on to other people, and he's taking from other people, i.e. Shoichad, Yerasena, he's going to rip the whole world down. Okay. Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Shila, hide the other the Shoyo, Shilta, Pasul the Maiden Dinah. If there's the Dayan which he borrows from his neighbors, so since that is his relationship with them, he has to borrow from them, so he's puzzled to be the Dayan. Versus, well, I'm worried, the less lay the Oshule. There aren't other sources where he can get to borrow from. I will easily the Oshule less than Paul. So even though he has borrowed in the past, so the concern over here is not so much he's borrowed in the past, but the concern is that in the future he feels the need to borrow from them, that's going to affect his judgment. So if he has other sources where to borrow from, so we're not worried about it. The verse is, Aini, is that so? But Rabba Shol Shilton, me the Beimar Bergen, I'm sorry, said that wrong. The word says that this is true only if he doesn't have what to lend to others as well. So if he's borrowing and lending, he doesn't have that type of, then we're not worried about them being a shaykhid. If he's just always borrowing, then it's a problem. The Gemara says that Rabba was shol shilta me the beber megan, avagav de loy shayli mine. Rabba would borrow from beber megan, they would not borrow from him, and still Rabba, I would assume that the point of the Gemara is, and still Rabba allowed himself to judge their cases. So Gemara answers, hosam lach shuvinu hu the boy. He did that to borrow from them, not because he wanted to give a cheshivas to them, make them feel good about themselves. So they weren't doing, we're not doing him a favor, he was doing them a favor. Okay. I'm a rabbi, my time at the Sheikha, though, how do you understand the concept of Sheikha? Kim in the Kabbalah, Sheikha, though, minay, he grievele daite, legabe. Because he accepts Sheikha, they become connected, becomes carved to him. A person doesn't see his deficiencies, where he's seeing it wrong. So my Sheikha, Shehu Chad. The word Sheikha is a contraction of the idea that they become one. Amar Papa, loy ludin inish dina leman de rochim lei, velo leman de sunny lei. A person cannot be a dayan for somebody that he has a very warm relationship with, that he loves him, and not to somebody that he hates. De rochim lei, a person who he loves, he cannot judge lechazel lechayva, because he won't see anything to the person's detriment. De sunny lei lechazel lechusa. But somebody who is that he dislikes, it's hard for him to see it's hard for him to see the side of benefit for that person. Amar Abaya, Haitzimer Mirabonon, the Mirachim Le Bnei Moso. If you have a Talmud Chacham in the city, everybody likes him, everybody loves him. La Bishub the Melech Tvei. It's not an indication of the fact that he's reached a higher madrega of hanhaga than somebody else. It doesn't give him mussar. So they like him because he doesn't shepherd them. Amar Rava, Mireish Hava Mina, Habane Mechuza, Kulu Rachamuli, the people of Mechuza, that's where Rava live. They all like me. Came in the Havoy Dayana, once I became a Dayan, I said like this, Minayo Sonili, Minayo Rochamuli. So when the person who came to a court case, litigation, the person who I said is going to win the case, he likes me, doesn't like me, so that's what happens. Given the chazoy, but I saw the man that mechayev lehu idna kazochi lemacher. Even a person was in this case, I paskin that he's chayev to pay. And the next time he came to me for a case, I might have paskin the opposite, that he's potter. So I said like this: imarachim kulu rachamili, imisano kulu sonali. That this doesn't have any impact on the relationship in the long term. If there's other reason, if they are my friends, they'll be my friends no matter what. And if not, the fact that I judged the case and said that they won doesn't change their position. Okay, Tosafot over here points out one thing, that the din of Rapapa. I mean, there's a din in the Mishnah it's possible for being a dayan. So what's even mechadish? We're not talking about that madrega. So what's more definition over there? An oyev is shoshvin oyev. The person he would call is a shoshvin to accompany him down to the chuppah. That's a shoshvin. And certainly the person who has not spoken to them for 3 days due to animosity. They've had an issue and the person's avoiding him, refusing to speak to him for 3 days. That's the soul of Sunday. That's the Farish and Sugya of the Gemara. So Tosha says this was a Chumra Baalma, what he's doing here. These were not anywhere than that Madrega. The person was nice to him one time. He says, I don't want to be dying for him. Okay. Tosha gives an example that the Gemara is going to give a little bit further, where a bird perched on his head and somebody shoot it away. He said, I can't be a dying for you anymore. The person didn't do anything extraordinary. He was very nice, you know. You have the rabbi sitting over there and, you know, this bird's attacking him and you shoot a bird away. Oh, puzzle the Dayanus, that's a chumra. That was what Papa was referring to, that type of thing. It's not only shechad moment, but even shechad demor, nami yasser. Why? I mean, look, siv betza lo sikach. So betza is referred to betza kesef. It says shoycha. The verse says kehechad ami shechad demor. What's the example of Shechad Devarim, which is not money, it's just how far do you take this idea? Versus Kihod Shmuel, have you over Vimavra? So Shmuel was going across the river on a Mavra. Also, how Gavra, Yahiva Yode. So somebody offered him a hand to help him. Omele Mayavitoch, so he said back, how can I, you know, I want to benefit, I want to give, you know, I want to thank you for your, what can I do for you? I'm like, didn't easily, you know, I have a court case tomorrow. I'd like to be the dying. I'm like, I can't be your dying. You did me a favor. You helped me, you gave me a hand. Rashi says that a Mavra is a gesher. In some place, it's Masha that it was more along the lines of a ferry. You know, that they would sort of like pull themselves across, they would get it like a raft, they would pull themselves across on a rope, which went across the river, and you pull at it, they pull themselves across.
So this implies that if he didn't connect what he did for him to being a dying, it would be okay. Because he implies that. That only because he did a nice thing, he said, what do you do for me to be a Dayan? Then he said, I can't do it. But if he didn't if the person did the favor did not make the connection, it would be okay.
No, the more it's saying it would be a problem, the more it is bringing out, because he specifically raised the question. That's why Shmuel addressed the question. The more should bring some stories later on, which is, sounds like without having that conversation, just when the guy walked in, he says, oh, you, okay, no, I can't do you. Okay. Mary Greenwood's question was that the Morris case is a case where they specifically, the person said, because of what I've done for you, I would like you to be the Dayan. And then the Dayan responded, Shmuel responded, I can't. But let's say the person had not brought up that point. I just walked into Bez and 2 days later, can Shmuel be his Dayan? It sounds like the Gemara that would be acceptable. Pasha the Gemara is Masha, later other cases of Masha that that's not true. Okay. Amayim Rabbi Yosef, v'kodoyin dinah. Amayim was sitting in the middle of a case. Per gatva reshe, so bird flew in onto his head. Also, gavra shakli. So this person came and took it away. Okay. Amle maya v'toch. Amle dinah easily. Amalei, besilna l'chol l'dinah. Okay. Maruk Mahabi Shoddy Ruka Kame, there was some somebody had spat in front of him and it was repulsive. So Gavra Kasye, so this person came and covered it up. His arrangement was with his oris. He owned the field, and this person was acting as the sharecropper. He would bring in every Arab Shabbos. He would bring him a container full of the produce from Rishmol's produce, and this was his payment. Okay. One time he brought it, instead of bringing it Arab Shabbos, he brought it the day earlier. Why is this time different than every other time that you brought it earlier? So Rishon Rav Yossi said, the person said back to Rishon Rav Yossi, had a din, so he had to come anyway. So I might as well schlep along instead of schlepping in from the Pardis on the, where I live into the city where the Besdin sits, where Shmuel Rav Yossi lived on Thursday and on Friday. I might as well just bring it. I'm coming in anyway. I might as well bring it. So he did not indicate he was doing this for the purpose of trying to get some benefit. He's just, I'm coming anyway. He said, if you have it in by me, I don't want to accept it right now, because if you accept it right now, you're even though it's my own payers and you're machivly bring them for me, that's the arrangement. The fact that you brought it a day early, I won't accept it. Then he said, even so, I don't want to judge the case, because the fact that you did that clouds my mind. I can't do that. Okay. So, Oysev Zuzad Rabbanan, because they need a lay. So, Rabbi Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yerushalayim took a group of the Talmidim and set them down as the best instead of him doing it himself. They were judging the case for this oris. As the conversation was going back and forth, the times were going back and forth, Rishmol Rishi says to himself, Omar, Iboy Toyin Hochi, he can say this, he can say that. So he was busy thinking of different smoras, how this oris should win. So he said, the people of Mekabel Shechet, their nefesh should explode. Right? It's really bad. Why? First of all, I didn't accept the present. Even if I accepted it, it was mine. It was for my partners. And this is what I'm doing. My mind is inclined, instead of looking at the case clearly and just seeing two sides, I'm much more inclined towards the side of the oris. I keep figuring out why he should win and what he should do. So that's true. Shaykhid, which the person has no right to at all, and he accepts it, so much more so, it's going to blind the person. So the person believes that he can do it and it won't affect him. The damage is insidious and it's significant. Rishmol bar Elisha, I see like how Gavra ratios against. See, he was a Kayan, Rishmol Rabbi Elisha. So a person brought him the Madaskuna Rishas against. the first shearings. Omer Lebeheka at Shushal Baralisha said to him, where are you from? I'm Lebe Duchlan from such and such a place. You slept all the way here? I mean, it's a big schlep, it's this stuff. Why don't you drop it up by Kayan along the way? Omer Ledina Isli, Mamina Agab Urchoi. I still have the mar. I'm coming here anyway. I might as well bring it to you, who you are, the kohen. So he said, "I'm alive, but still not the chal dinner. I'm not acceptable to be your dayan." And he did not accept the matnas kohuna. Okay. Also, he took the rabbanon. Same story. Put out a group of the talmidim. They were judging the case. And Bahadi the Kaozu was, he asked, the conversation was flowing back and forth. Omer Iboy Tanochi, Iboy Tanochi, he could answer this, he could answer that. So once it happened, Omer Tibak Nafshakabashekha, Mani Shlo Natalta, I didn't accept the present. Natalta Shlo Natalta, if I took it, it was totally within my rights. I'm a kind of a right to the rest of the guests. He's not giving me a matana, it's mine. Kach, and this is what happens to me. The Makabal Shechad, Allah Makabal Kabbalah, person is Makabal actual Shechad, that much more so that it affects the person's and clouds the person's judgment.
We don't say this regarding Mr. Beheter, right?
It's a Kazanish. Kazanish says a fascinating thing. It says it's a fair Shechamor, the Chacham is very trifle out. A lot of passes on trefas. So I didn't understand that. No. Especially, but you know, so you don't get trefas. Good, she's, you know, fine to be young. Rashiva told us a story. I think I mentioned this to you one time from his Shreer. His Shreer was the dying and tells. So in the larger cities, there was a Rav who was a dying. The dying dealt with all the daily shilas. The Rav was dealt with like more. You know, larger city issues, direction, you know, direction, some of those type of things. The daily showers went to the Dayan. Brisk, there was a Dayan, together with Chaim Brisker. So it tells, Reb Zalman was the Dayan, and his brother, Reb Nitzel, was the Rav. So Gifta says he was by his Shreer. He wasn't a Shreer yet, but he was also Rebbe in Yeshiva. And he remembers that. So, a period of time, he actually lived. You know, Bochum had they had to live by houses. So he actually lived by his shir's house. It was his rabbi. Eventually, became a shir. That's where he lived. So he remembers his shir being up the whole night. So the butcher, who was also the butcher, brought an animal with a shadow of a treif on it, and he spent the whole night trying to find a heter, because if he passed the iser, and he had to take that loss of not being able to. That was it. He was wiped out. He was bankrupt. Couldn't afford to buy another animal. He wouldn't be able to sell it, so he wouldn't recoup his loss. So he had no money. And that was the end of him. He'd be totally impoverished. So he spent the whole night working on a heter to paskin that should be mutter, the bema should be mutter. And the mishnah, the lachah says chacham is very trifle atzmai. So how do you understand that? If there's a word of dinam shorach, how do you understand that? And he says it's clear that the chachamim's desire for emes is so overwhelming that he would never, there's no way he would pass him something false because it's his benefit. His desire for the emes is much more beneficial to him than his financial benefit. So what's the din of Shaykhid? It says, when you find the mahu afatos, you never find the idea that just like a Russian judges somebody, you should also judge somebody. Right? The Russian takes the karma, you should take the karma. All of them are always in the yanim of chesed. So in the world of judgment belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know, no human being has the right to sit in judgment over another human being. So a dayan only is kosher to be a dayan because he acts as a shlich of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And in that concept of shlichas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what the Torah gave a parsha called Shoichah, that he cannot be a shliach if there's some impact which affects him as well. So it's a chesaron and shlichas. But anywhere other area, you do not apply this concept, and the person is allowed to. We trust him that if he makes the decision to judge it, he felt confident that he was not impacted, but he, because if he was, he would, we have to trust him that he would have walked away. So if you don't say that, you're going to undermine a lot more than just, you know, passing shilas. It means every decision which any gadol ever made about the direction of Klal Yisrael was always, because by fact impacted in some way. So you've undermined all of Masar of Klal Yisrael if we don't say this concept. It's a beautiful piece. It's an Amunah B'Tochen, third parak. Like Ois Lamed Aleph, something like that. Lamed Aleph, something like that. Towards the end of the parak. Ravonan Isilei Hal Gavra Kansa Del Goldoni Debe Gili. So he brought, this person brought to Ravonan a container of this type of fish. What's this about? Amalai Dina Isli. I have a case. Lo yit kibul minay. Amalei b'silin lo chal adira. So he said back to him, okay, Amalei dinah demar lo be'ina. Okay, fine, I won't use you as a dayan. But I'd like you to be makabel. But kibuli lo kabel mar, I would like you to please accept. I don't, but you refusing, you're taking away from me the opportunity to be makar bikurim. The Tanya pasuk says, "Ish ba mibal shlisha, leaver leish ho elokim." A person came from a place called Baal Shlisha. He brought to Elisha elokim to Elisha lechem bikurim. Asrim lechem sarim v'karmel b'tzikloinu. So he brought him this lechem ikurim of this lechem of sarim, etc. The verse says, "What do you mean he brought him lechem ikurim?" Okay, Elisha ochel bikurim haba. Elisha wasn't a kohen, so he can't eat bikurim. So what does it mean? Ela lomar lecha kol hamei b'dor the tamachachem kilo makir bikurim. So a person brings a present to the Talmud Chacham is considered as if he's Makir Bikurim. So I would like you to please accept. I can get the schus of being Makir Bikurim. Amalei. So Rev Onan said back, who had refused to accept. The truth is they did not want to accept. But hash the martali timer mikabilna. But now that you told me the reason why you want to do it, I can't refuse. Fine. Shudder the command, Rav Nachman. So Rav Onan sent this individual to Rav Nachman to judge the case. And he sent the message to Rav Nachman. Nidani the Mar of Haigavra. Dan Noa Onan Silah Leila Dinah. Please judge him, because I Onan can apostle for a din for him. So Amar, so Rav Nachman said, "Minashalach lihachi shma minahak pibehu." So Rav Nachman assumed that the point of the message was that he was a relative. Havakoyim dina diyasvi kamei. Rav Nachman was too ready to judge a case of Yisum. She says, "Amar hayasei v'hayasei." So the same way there's a kavod to Talmud Chacham by judging, giving him precedence. So there's also importance of giving precedence to taking care of Yosef. So the relative of the Talmud Chacham also has that status. But I say the kavod Torah onif, the relative of the Talmud Chacham is a say of kavod Torah. Therefore, salker ladin of the yasmi v'asel ladin. So Rav Nachman assumed, based on an assumption that he was a relative, he gave precedence to this case. So Kiva the Chosa Baldine Yakra the Kavile, the Mora says that when the other litigant saw the cover that Rav Nachman was giving them because of who he was, he was given precedence in judging a case over a case of Yisaimim. He stopped them Tanose. He got so concerned that the Dayan is inclined towards this person that he lost his thought process and he wasn't able to argue his argument well for his side of the case. That's the din of that you cannot give cover to one of the Baal Din because it'll cause other Baal Din to feel like he's, you know, the case is lost anyway. He loses his thought process and he doesn't argue well. So that's what happened over here. Let's leave the Rashis for tomorrow.